From Guilt to Glory, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of Romans chapter 3, verse 24 through 26. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, which means satisfaction, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Paul Chappell writes about Justice Horace Gray of Boston, who would later go on to serve as a Supreme Court justice. He once said to a man who had escaped conviction on a technicality, I know that you are guilty, and you know it, and I wish you to remember that one day you will stand before a better and wiser judge, and that there you will be dealt with according to justice and not according to the law. God's justice is always perfect and infallible, unlike what we experience here. He sees every sin and wrongdoing. While his punishment may sometimes be delayed out of his grace to allow repentance, it's ultimately unavoidable. As the poet Longfellow eloquently expressed, God's justice, though sometimes slow, is thorough and inescapable. He talks about how the wheels of justice grind slowly, but they grind very fine. Despite being a just God, he is also abounding in love and mercy towards us. So great is his love that he sacrificed his own son, Jesus Christ, to atone for our sins. Through faith in Jesus, his righteousness is imparted to us, making us fully justified and blameless in the eyes of God. When he looks upon those who have placed their trust in Christ, he no longer sees their sin, only the perfect righteousness of his Son. This incredible gift of justification should fill our hearts with joy and compel us to share this good news with all who will listen. Find joy and peace in the marvelous gift of salvation and justification that God in his mercy has freely given you through faith in Christ. Mighty Father God, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, to take our guilty souls before the cross of Calvary and to cast that sin at the foot of the cross and receive freedom and forgiveness that flows from there. Thank you for your mercy, God. Sometimes we cry out for justice, but the reality is we should be crying out for mercy. Forgive us, God, for the many times that we've failed you. Forgive us, God, for the times we've been unforgiving to those around us when they failed us. Help us to be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have